It's Full Metal Jacket. Dave Lombardo is my guest on the show tonight. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
It's great to see you. You know, you're busy as always in quite a few bands now.
Yeah. In three bands, but kind of two and a half because, you know, I don't know if Misfits, you know, are going to get together again, you know, anytime soon. So, but definitely two, you know, Suicidal and Dead Cross.
Cool. And Suicidal, obviously part of the Blackest of the Black Fest, which is happening May 26th and 27th, Oak Canyon Park, Silverado. Mm-hmm. Tickets are on sale now. And let's start off with talking about Slayer, obviously a band that brought elements of punk to metal. Mm-hmm. How does that familiarity with punk benefit you now playing with Suicidal tendencies and, you know, with what you did with Misfits?
Well, Suicidal's music wasn't foreign to me, you know, because we were listening to Suicidal and going to their shows, you know, in 82, you know, when they were playing the Concert Factory out in Orange, or in Orange County. So, you know, being familiar with that kind of music, and then, of course, you know, Slayer and the evolution of Slayer, and I was still listening to punk at that time. You know, now I'm back with, I'm with Suicidal now. It's kind of weird, it's surreal, you know, because of the music. I remember listening to the music at a young age and singing along to it and just that energy. And I just fell in love with the energy that punk had. So now it's just come full circle and it's very comfortable. I feel at home. I sing along while I'm playing the drums on stage. I'm singing along, and sometimes my mind will travel and go to the past. And let's say I'm in a van traveling with Slayer, going to San Francisco or whatever. And you know, Hanneman's in the front seat. I'm driving, and we're listening to Suicidal, and trading off lyrics. So those memories go through my mind. So it's a positive thing. I love it. I love being in the band. Mike is amazing, and you know,
he's very excited to have you.
He is, and he's really appreciative, and I appreciate him asking me and to be in the band. And it was a no-brainer. It was just like, yes.
Dave Lombardo is with us on the show. It's Full Metal Jacket, and here's a tune from one of Dave's bands, Dead Cross. He put this out last year. This is "We'll Sleep When They're Dead." Full Metal Jacket, legendary drummer Dave Lombardo is my guest on the show tonight. And Slayer and Suicidal tendencies, you were talking, sort of came up not far from each other, right around the same time. What parallels have you noticed about both bands now that you're part of Suicidal Tendencies?
Well, the drumming, of course, the energy, you know, those are the attitude, you know, is there. Those are the parallels, you know. Like I said, the drumming, I learned from listening to those albums, so they've inspired me, and I'm sure vice versa. They were listening to Slayer as well, because Rocky George, the original guitar player, he was Jeff Hanneman's best friend. So these two guys admired each other's playing as they were growing up, mm-hmm. you know, at least in the early days, and so it's amazing, you know, it's. So like I said, it's surreal. I don't know. My life is really weird. It's taken left turns, right turns. I'm on the roller coaster at times. Don't know what's coming at me. But, you know, I'm really happy where I'm at now, especially with Suicidal.
Dave Lombardo with us on the show tonight. It's Full Metal Jacket. Still to come tonight, new music from Code Orange. We'll also hear a song Jamie Josta did with Howard Jones. Speaking of Jamie Josta, we've got Josta's weekly pick from the pit coming up this hour and more with Dave Lombardo. Stick around. Full Metal Jacket. Dave Lombardo is my guest on the show tonight. Dave, the bands and projects that you've played and throughout your career have been pretty diverse. Mm. What's constant about your playing, no matter what type of music it is?
I think it's the I'm eager to be as different as possible. You know, I want to venture off in as many different styles of music as possible, because my iPod is, you know, it's the genres. It's like, what kind of music do you listen to, Dave? It's like, well, why don't you ask me what genres I listen to, because there's so many, and then so many bands that I listen to within those genres. So I think listening to many different styles of music has given me kind of like the drive, or the you know, just this want of wanting to be different, you know, this just wanted to do different music. And I get kind of bored sometimes, you know, doing the same thing. You know, I get really impatient, you know, and I always want to challenge myself. So to create a balance, that's why I'm in many different bands, because it kind of helps my musical ventures.
And go back to, you know, your taste in music. Like, tell us about those different genres that you're into.
Wow. Well, I'll start with my iPod. It'll start with, you know, I'll listen to R&B, soul, funk. Let's see, that's in that genre. You know, even some rap, you know. And then I'll go off into, obviously, I have some metal. And I like ambient music. I like electronic music, you know, electronica, you know. So it's just wide. Latin jazz. I listen to a lot of jazz. I listen to classical. I was listening to Rachmaninoff the other day. And I just sat there and it was just engulfed by this pianist that was just blowing me away at the phrasing and this, the emotion and the music. You know, it could be angry, it could be sad, you know. And I think, you know, so many different styles of music, different genres of music have so much to offer, you know, at least to me personally, because I could pick up on these little nuances and then I'll express them through my drumming. And even though a you know, musician would say, well, you really can't express yourself, you know, in drums, it's just, you know, an instrument that you, you know, hit, you know, and so there's really no musical quality, or not quality, but no musical element in drumming. But I find, you know, musicality in drumming. So I think that's what makes me a little different, is that I find these other styles of music and I incorporate it into my own, and it just makes me. I don't know.
It's Full Metal Jackie. We've got Dave Lombardo with us. Quick break still to come. Josta's weekly pick from the pit with Jamie Josta. Also music from Metallica. Dave's going to be picking music. It is all on the way. Full Metal Jackie, we've got Dave Lombardo on the show with us tonight, talking about Dave's many different projects that he's in. And recently, you sat in with the house band at Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yes.
What's similar about playing a TV residency and being on tour?
Wow. Okay. Well, what was cool about the whole Seth Meyers and NBC Studios was I got to stay at the Hilton, just down the street, and every day at noon, get up and get my coat, walk into NBC, feel like a businessman, you know, it's like, all right, and show up there, and, you know, we rehearsed some of the songs. We wrote all the music that afternoon and then performed them that evening, which was really challenging. It's awesome. So, you know, the most challenging part of being on that show were the cues. That's why you saw me, you know, if you saw the show, I was wearing my glasses, because from a distance, you know, I'm nearsighted, I can't see. Right. So I had to wear my glasses, and I had to watch the stage manager give me the cues, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and at the drop of the, you know, his finger, you know, I had to close out the song. I had to cue the band. And like whenever a guest would walk out, you know, let's say Seth Meyers, he'll introduce the guests, they walk out. So applause, 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 they're walking, and when they walk up onto the stage and sit down, I have to cue the outro as they're sitting down, because it has to end, right? So everything is on cue. I'm familiar with cues because I've worked with, obviously, Patton and I, you know, we worked a lot with cues. He would cue me at some points, and with the Fantomas music that we had to perform, and also working with John Zorn. So cues were familiar, so it was easy, and it was a lot of fun, and I would probably do something like that, you know, later in life, you know, when maybe touring isn't what I enjoy.
Right.
Yeah.
And go back for a second. You talked about, like, you know, working with Patton and John Zorn. I remember seeing a tour many years ago, now that I think about it, with those guys, and I was like, oh, maybe they're going to do Bungle or something, and they didn't.
What band?
Like, It was just John Zorn, and they basically did like animal sounds.
Oh, yeah. That's common.
Yeah, it was like Knitting Screechies. Factory show.
Yeah, Knitting Factory, right.
Yeah, like, I mean, 900 years ago or something.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't want to say I was disappointed, because it was definitely an interesting and fun show, but I guess I didn't really know what, this was pre-internet times, so you don't really know what you're
It's experimental, to. So you have to be really open to what's going on.
Totally.
And I love, you know, experimental music, you know, avant-garde music. I'm fascinated with avant-garde. Just express yourself. Do whatever you want musically. Don't fall into a genre. Don't fall into a category. You know, venture out, you know. And I sometimes see, you know, bands, you know, very loyal to their 10,000 followers. No, we don't want to change our style. You know, it's like, dude, you could make yourself a little better, you know, make the band better if you just step out of the box a little bit, you know. And so that's one of the things that I really admire in a lot of musicians, for example, you know, like Zorn and Patton, that, and actually they, I think they, you know, I could consider them some of my biggest inspirations in being who I am, you know, is those guys, because they taught me that there's no limitations. When I first met Patton and Zorn, they taught me that, hey, there's no boundaries here. And it's like, wow, you know, this, I've always felt that, you know, but I never had an outlet. And they gave me that outlet.
Full Metal Jackie with Dave Lombardo on the show with us tonight. Quick break still to come this hour. We're going to hear from a member of Death Clock for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We'll get to music from Jamie Josta featuring Howard Jones, music from Code Orange. It's all on the way. Stick around. Ritual from Ghost. Full Metal Jackie here. Dave Lombardo with us tonight. We were talking earlier about your new record with Dead Cross, where you've got Mike Patton singing. I was lucky to get to hear a song or two off the air. Dave, tell us what it's like working with Mike Patton.
Well, we haven't really worked together except through emails. Because what we did was we had all the music, you know, recorded. We recorded it just early last year. And then, of course, you know, the opportunity came up, you know, to look for a new singer. And so we really didn't have to work together. We just sent, you know, Patton the music, and he recorded everything himself. And but there was a lot of emails going back and forth between us, you know, a lot of communication.
Yeah, well, that's going to be really exciting. Is there going to be, you know, touring with that band?
Yes.
Wow. Yes. Very excited about that.
I am very excited. I didn't know, you know, that that was going to happen. You know, we didn't know if we were going to do any touring, if it was just, you know, an album that we put out. But no, Mike is into it.
That's great.
He's really excited.
Can't
to
wait
do
for that.
Yeah.
Dave Lombardo with us tonight. It's Full Metal Jackie. Quick break. Coming up next, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also a tune with Jamie Josta and Howard Jones. And more with Dave. Full Metal Jackie, Dave Lombardo with us on the show tonight. Dave, your playing has influenced a lot of other drummers and inspired them to play. What's the one thing you hope someone takes from, like, studying the way you play?
The fearlessness that when I go up on stage, it's, I just let it out. It's just, it's coming from my soul. And instead of drummers going out there and performing and being very, you know, it's very, you know, mental, not mental, but, you know, you have to really think about it, and they're focused, you know, on every single hit or every rhythm, you know, don't think about it, just do it and just let it come from the inside instead of from your mind. Because sometimes when you play from the mind, it's very sterile, it's very mechanical. And when you play from the soul, it's just, you feel it more. And it translates to the people. That's what I feel. I feel like you translate it a little better.
Full Metal Jackie with Dave Lombardo. See Dave out with Suicidal Tendencies. Dave, you've got this Dead Cross record that's going to be coming. Tell us about sort of a timeline with your upcoming projects.
Okay, so I'm touring with Suicidal throughout the summer. And then hope to release the Dead Cross album. We'll have a date very soon. It's going to be maybe sometime between July and September. And then possibly some shows with Dead Cross very late summer into fall. Let's see what else. What else is going on? Yeah, that's pretty much it. And some sporadic tours here and there, not, you know, sparse, different areas for the rest of the year. Some sporadic tour dates here and there, but we're going to be working close. Dead Cross is going to be working close with Suicidal in working out schedules.
Okay.
So there won't be any conflicts or anything. So everything
should be good. I mean, looking forward to hearing more about Dead Cross. Psyched to see you play with Suicidal. And I really appreciate you taking the time. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Jackie. Thank you.
It's Full Metal Jackie, and we've got more metal on the way.